Time to find out what's doing around the Singleton Council area with General Manager Jason Linnane, who has made me promise we won't talk about the Knights this week. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. Yeah, I thought we agreed we wouldn't talk about the war, but wow.
I'm not talking about it. I'm just saying we agreed not to talk about it.
You've pulled the Band-Aid off.
All right, let's get into business. What's happening with the Alroy Park Master Plan?
Yeah, a really exciting project we're working on together with our local sporting community through our sports council, with our local soccer club and also the local athletic club, looking at how we can make Alroy Oval a better facility moving forward. In the past, it's had a lot of demand placed on it because it is home to our soccer club. I think we've got in excess of 50 teams in the Singleton Strikers, juniors and senior soccer at the moment, which is an incredible amount of people playing sport and a huge impost on that facility, and also our athletics club, who are a very strong club as well. But we've been working with those guys, looking at how we can improve the facility and doing some master planning. So we've come up with some pretty exciting initiatives, and one of those is, in conjunction, fully supported by the athletic club, looking at those guys who moved down to Cook Park. Which is good, and that's part of the Cook Park master plan for that to occur as well, and it's a great opportunity down there. Closer to town, good space, good surface, you name it, good car parking.
Is there a thought to convert Alroy Park to a AstroTurf ground? Might make it a bit easier upkeep-wise?
Yeah, at this point in time, it's not included in the plans, but that's the sort of thing that we want from our community, and certainly it's a little conversation we need to have with our soccer club. Personally, I've had the opportunity to go and look at these synthetic surfaces, and the first thing I'd say to anyone who's listening is they're not like the old synthetic surfaces that we all grew up on.
Yep.
The technology is significantly advanced. So I've seen them down in Melbourne where they play AFL, where they play rugby union, where they play cricket. They play all sports on these new synthetic surfaces, and they are terrific. They have a lot less demand on water, a lot less maintenance. They have a significantly higher carrying capacity.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of other issues we need to consider. One is the capital cost. They're very expensive to build. And two is if you're putting it in a place where the environment can get quite hot, they become even hotter because of the way they're built.
I've played cricket on one of them. It's like the surface of the sun.
Yeah. There's been some conversation in the Sydney press in recent weeks and months about this. A lot of the councils in those growth corridors, Sydney, have gone to synthetic surfaces.
Yeah.
Because they do have such great carrying capacity. But they're now finding out, oh, you know what? When's warm, it's damn warm.
Oh, yes, it's very hot. All right, just a quick one to follow up on how things went after the flood, mate. Singleton definitely probably took the brunt of it for the Hunter.
But at the same time, really, really pleased that we think we dodged a bullet. Looking at the forecast last week and then seeing all that massive rain event that was coming down around Tuesday from north-northwest, unfortunate, very unfortunate for our friends up Moree and in that part of the country. They actually did wear the brunt of that.
Yes.
If those rains had come down our way, with an already swollen Wallumbyre Brook, Goulburn River, Hunter River, we could have been in a real state of despair. I just want to say again, a massive thanks to our local SES. Blessed here in Singleton to have, we're blessed across the state to have such a great organisation like SES present. Even more so in Singleton with Tim Merrick and Simon Merrick and the whole crew from our Singleton branch. We're fortunate. They're so proactive. They're so good to work with. They're so smart in what they do. Coupled together with the efforts of our staff who worked endless hours for the best part of a week, and also the patience of our community. The community sort of really recognised that this was a significant event and they needed to be patient. There was impact, but they worked with us in the SES, which made it so much easier for us to respond.
Excellent work. And last but not least, well, we've got the long weekend about to hit us tomorrow. Is there a change to any hours for the Singleton Council?
Yeah, there are a few changes. Our waste management facility will be closed on Good Friday. Staying closed for 2 days a week, Christmas Day and Good Friday, but it'll be open again Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Our administration building will be closed from Thursday night and we're open again on Tuesday. But our visitor information centre, which can double up as a customer service, which does double up as a customer service centre, it's closed Friday, but it's open for the rest of the day from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. All our online services will continue to operate at 7 days a week. And a really good thing for us, I know there's a lot of bad news going about at the moment about holiday locations in Australia on the eastern seaboard, but
yeah.
Lake St. Clair is completely booked out.
Oh, that's great.
Weekend, but day trippers are more than welcome. So, yeah, going to be a busy weekend in Singleton.
Very much so, mate. You have a safe Easter and look forward to catching up after you have a bit of a break, mate.
Thanks, Bear. Same to you and all the listeners. Keep well.